Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sylvia, who has a quick question. Hubby and I have joint CDs. However, some are under his Social Security number and some mine. In the past, I've not been separating them when filing tax. Should I? Well, Sylvia, that's a good question. Since you're married and planning to stay that way, we all know that what's yours is yours, and what's his is yours, too. So what's the point of splitting them up? I had to pause and think about this for a moment. After all, the last thing I want to do is cause a split of any kind in a good relationship. So are there any good reasons to separate the income? Actually, yes. First of all, if you identify each item as filer, spouse, or joint, you'll be able to make married filing jointly versus married filing separately calculations very easily. You won't always need to, but in a year when one of you has large medical bills and the other doesn't, or when one of you has large job-related expenses and the other doesn't, there may be advantages to filing separate returns. What else? There might be some planning elements involved if one of you is in business. Another thought, if you got married later in life and want to keep your assets separated for your children from a previous marriage, or you want to establish a history of which assets are whose. Or, if one of you has debts or tax debt and don't want to lose all the family assets, it's wise to identify assets and income as his and hers. Of course, some states also look at filers and spouses' income separately. And besides, it doesn't hurt to see who does a better job picking better performing savings and investments. It could be a fun game, you know, to track each other's investment acumen each year. Loser does the housework for a week. And remember, you'll find answers to questions about income splitting and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.